Okay, so I'm going to record these now. Shreach Yaakov for firstly organizing the book club in general, this particular say for this particular limud. He wanted to learn Lashon Hara the first round, and I was very opposed to it because I've yet to see, it's hard. I yet to see an easy sefer that makes it tangible and practical. I've read through many, and it's just a very hard area of halacha, so I didn't think it was a good place to start from. I figured we'd start with a little bit easier topics and start from there. And then still I was hesitant, but then he showed me this beautiful sefer called What Can I Say Today? By Rabbi David Jaffe, and I took a few, just skimmed through it quickly, and he did a fantastic job. And I don't know much about Hilchot Lashon Hara myself. There's no Shulchan Aruch on this. Chavetz Chaim writes about it in separate sefer, but not, there's no Mishabru on this. So I haven't spent much time on it, so I won't know many of the shalos you ask me. But this is going to be, for me also, a very much a learning experience. I'm happy to learn together with you guys. And let's begin. So the way it works, those who have not been here before, is I pretty much just summarize here. It's a mechayev for all of us just to learn a certain amount of pages and get together. It's a mechayev. This is just a good recap. It's good to have some discussions if they come up. In the past, I was able to answer some questions. Again, tonight, I don't know if I'll be able to, but we'll see. We'll see. So he begins the sefer talking about two concepts, and there's a lot of lumdus and marmukums on the bottom, which we're not going through, but there's something called Lashon Hara and there's something called Rechilis. Two different Yisurim. Lashon Hara is how he defines derogatory speech. It's something negative about something, perhaps even someone. We'll get to various details. Again, save a lot of questions because this chapter opens up a lot of questions. The answers will come in later chapters. So Lashon Hara is speaking bad about something or someone or someone something. And Rechilis is something that's not necessarily derogatory. It's not bad. However, it could still cause a person some pain, some anger, some resentment, even though it's not bad. That's the difference between Rechilis, Lashon Hara. Rechilis, again, Lashon Hara is negative. Rechilis is not negative. It just creates a person to feel pain and sensitivity. Fine. That's the starting point. Now, when it comes to Lashon Hara, even if it's true, even if whatever you're saying is true, if it's negative, has negative impacts, it causes pain, causes damage, it's aser. It could be the truest thing in the world. If you, a person might be, very short, very small, very petite, it's true. But he might find that hurtful, that he's small. Or a person might be very big and tall and heavy, and it might be true, but it's hurtful. So that would be bichlal Lashon Hara. Now, what type of damage does Lashon Hara, would it be considered Lashon Hara? You cause a person damage in terms of just physical damage. Somehow it could create physical damage. If it causes monetary damage, you speak about his ability to work in business and to cause him a loss. It causes him emotional damage. Any type of damage is going to be bechlal, the iser of Lashon Hara. Now, the example he gave, and when he said this example, I was thinking about this. Example, talking about a person in his past. So how he was in the past, he's about tshuva, and he did this and did that in the past, and that could cause him embarrassment, and it could give him a bad reputation, and it could affect shidduchim. These are all things that it's negative, and it creates a damage. So this is the example he says. I'll read it together. David tells his friend, I remember when Yaakov and I were in middle school together, he used to get sent to the principal's office at least once a week. Although David is talking about an event that occurred many years ago, he has still violated the prohibition of Lashon Hara, as information can cause embarrassment to Yaakov today. So I was once with someone, and this person was known to do some type of cheating. One second, some type of cheating on tests. It was Yadua, and I thought everybody knew about it. I mentioned it in front of his wife to him, just in a conversation, and then he said, "Shh," like I don't think his wife knew about it. So I felt very, very bad, even though it was true. It could have affected something very negatively. His wife, he had been married for many, many years. So, that was not the first nor the last time I violated Lashon Hara. Not that I'm proud of it, but it's one of the things that a day doesn't go by with a person encountering a real challenge, if not many, many challenges, Lashon Hara. Yeah, Joseph.
If one isn't machbered, one actually, sometimes enjoys some of the, going to the principal's office, sometimes, I did get to the principal's office sometimes, and I look back at them, and they're funny memories,
If it doesn't cause damage, seemingly, a person can be mochel on it. If it doesn't cause that, he's mochel. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that with this discussion,
What if someone is, calling you on behalf of a guy for a shidduch?
So we'll get to shidduchim. Shidduchim is save a lot of the questions. This is really just introductory, so we're going to have a lot of questions which we don't have answered yet, but we'll talk about shidduchim,
apply something I think is going to be good to keep in mind while reading the book. There's a big like difference between the you know what would impact me versus what would impact other people. I don't necessarily know what would impact you know in general like what would affect people like what people are you know like what people feel bad about you know like certain things I wouldn't feel bad about but other people were would and it's really tough for me to seem lev you know like actually know like you know is this person gonna be mad is there room to be Makel in a yeah, South Lake or like
it's a fair point and obviously a person has to be overly sensitive and one would even though you may not be damaged or hurt by it someone else would be if that person's hurt damaged then that would be a violation of the Sharia. How do you know that? Yeah. There's no way to know, but we'll get to these details, the subjective pieces.
If it's possible just to hold the questions up, because we do try to keep this, like, to be short, just to get the summary through, so maybe we'll do it, like, we'll get the summary done, and then everybody can leave, and the ones that want to ask questions can ask questions. I think that's probably a little bit better, if it's possible.
Okay, so let's see. Again, if the questions are quick, I'm okay doing it, but let's see. Okay. Now, okay, it gives examples. You're talking about a person's intelligence. That could be a violation of Lashon Hara. That's an example. That could cause them embarrassment. That could cause them pain. This making fun of a person's drasha. You know, the rabbi's drasha comes home making fun of. That's another example. These are just good examples of thinking about to be sensitive. You know, just one good agent to have in mind. You know, I think we all know intuitively what's Lashon Hara. It may be hard for us to put down paper and organize. And if you ask me the question, I wouldn't know. But intuitively, there's something there. Try to think sometimes. I've said this in the past in other contexts. Would you say what you're about to say in front of, you pick your gadol, whoever it is, you know, whoever speaks to you, Ramosha Feinstein, Aaron Kotler, whoever it is, would you say that in front of them? And I think in front of them, you'd be much more careful what you say, how you say things. That's a good way. I know my brother-in-law is the Baruch Shem, very, very makbid on Lashon Hara, not speaking Lashon Hara, very, very makbid. I know in their presence, I'm much more careful what I say, how I say things, because they're makbid. If you have someone like that in your life that you could kind of put in your life or a tzaddik that you could imagine, that's very helpful because I think there is something intuitive to it. It's not going to solve all problems, but it certainly will be helpful. Now, he also writes here, let's say your kavanah wasn't to degrade. I didn't have kavanah to make fun. I didn't have kavanah to cause him pain or anguish. Still, in the end of the day, even without kavanah, the issue of Lashon Hara is not what your intent is. Was there a result? Was there damage? Was there hurt? That's what it comes down to. So the example he has is Levi says to Shmuel, Mr. Cohen is a really good teacher. He's very interesting and all the students like him. Even though his handwriting is atrocious, that isn't a problem because he teaches everything with PowerPoint. Now, he didn't intend to make fun of his writing. But in the end of the day, that's what happened, kind of roundabout. So it doesn't depend on the kavanah. It depends on if you said something that's hurtful, something that's negative that could cause pain, embarrassment, anything of the sort. Now, this is a very hot topic in yeshivas, at Purim Spiel. Purim Spiel, I think we'll all say making fun of people is the wrong thing to do. However, it brought down here many, the yeshiva of Elazhin. Very prestigious yeshivas have Purim Spiels, so it's very hard to justify how it's done, but it certainly was done. So to be multi-laz on these yeshivas would be wrong. It's been done. Maybe they were mochel, everyone knew it was good fun and games. I remember once I was at Purim Spiel, and they were making fun of a particular rabbi, and they were going on and on and on, and the Talmidim were so upset, they started throwing things at the person doing it. So, you know, sometimes they don't turn out so nicely. My opinion is Purim Spiel is nice and fun as long as no one's being made fun of. That's all. It can be fun, but it's better safe than sorry, but not the moti laws and other yeshivas that do it. That's my personal feeling, but it's a big discussion. Interesting, Meir Makom was down there for those who want. Okay, next. It's not only speaking. You can violate Lashon Hara by alluding, hinting, staying quiet sometimes. Someone asks you, how's the food there? You don't say that. You stay quiet. That's obviously implying the food isn't so good. So you have to think of ways. Now, it's not so easy, especially if a person's honest. Person likes to be an honest person. It's very hard. How do you say something without, if the food was terrible, let's say, how do you say the food was terrible? That's how do you say the food was good if it wasn't really good? So you have to think of etzes. It's a chachma. How to say things. You can even alter some things, he says here as well, to change things to make sure you're giving a good impression of the restaurant or whatever it is you're describing, but realize that your silence sometimes can be Lashon Hara. And alluding to something, rolling your eyes, hand motions, all that it's also Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is lav dafka b'peh.
You want to fully lie?
Say it again?
You want to fully lie about this?
I don't know to the extent. He makes a point that there's some word of lying, but he doesn't go into great detail of how much, so maybe he'll address this at a later point. And then he just one other example. We'll finish with this. Is showing a letter. A person wrote a letter, and you see it's terrible handwriting, but I didn't say anything. You showed it to the person, and the poor handwriting, your intent, well, even though intent doesn't really make a difference, but if it's going to cause him something damage, so showing a letter could be a problem. So the example they say here is Shoshana, a 30-year-old lady, penned a letter using the vocabulary of a fourth grader. It would become clear to anyone who reads the letter that the Shoshana is intellectually challenged. It constitutes Lashon Hara merely to show this letter to others, as it could would cause them to think less of Shoshana. So that's the sensitivity. So again, just to recap, Lashon Hara is anytime you cause someone pain, damage, or hurt, and it does not have to be through speaking. Speaking certainly would be a violation, but even by staying quiet, hinting, alluding, showing letters, would all be Bechlal Lashon Hara. I just stop this, and then we could...